farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Administrators of Worthy Park Estate lauded for their operations and commitment to the sugar industry. Stay with us to find out more at Later or Proverb of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your prospects. To be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because...
The Agriculture Ministry is lauding the management of Worthy Park Estate Limited for its high operational efficiency levels. The factory, located in Luwaidas Vale, St. Catherine, on 3,000 acres of land, has an annual output of 28,000 tons derived from some 260,000 tons of milled sugar cane.
We grind about 250 or 260,000 tons of cane a year. About 55% of that comes from the estate-owned cane lands, and the rest of it comes from farmers as far away as Kellett's in Clarendon to in the south of Spanish Town.
Portfolio Minister Casamuda says the management's efforts to enhance the operations, including technology inputs, has positioned the factory to challenge any other facility of its type anywhere in the world.
I viewed the packaging plant that has recently been installed, and it's state-of-the-art. And as I say, it offers a level of competition, not only in our region, but in the world. The fields are in excellent shape. The management is first class, first rate. It gives you a level of encouragement, a renewed sense of commitment to the industry.
Senior Managing Director of the Worthy Park Estate, Robert Clark, attributed the estate's success to timely maintenance of equipment and machinery and retooling during the out-of-cropping period to sustain the entity's operational efficiency.
We make absolutely sure that when we go to start the crop, we don't have to stop for breakdowns and other issues. And we've been able to maintain over the years over a 90% time accounting, and also our production recovery figures are also right up there.
And now for our proverb of the day. Aki love fat, okra love salt. Translation, Aki loves fat, okra loves salt. And this means people will pursue whatever they deem attractive and everyone has their own taste.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-18303. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Hey! The JCDC has a competition for everybody! Ladies, sign up for the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen by February 24 for your chance to become a cultural ambassador. For those talented in the kitchen, make sure you sign up for the Culinary Arts Competition by March 10. Writers, here is your chance. Sign up by April 28 for the Jamaica Creative Writing Competition. And calling all dancers, the World Reggae Dance Championship is here! Enter by June 23. Millions to be won in cash and the prizes. Check jcdc.gov.jm and social media.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Vaughn Davis, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.